Macmillan Audio presents Hero Dogs, how a pack of rescues, rejects, and strays became America's greatest disaster search partners, by Wilma Melville, with Paul Lobo. Read for you by Exie Sands and Will Dameron. Part 1. Chapter 1. Watch Her Go. I knew we were in for a show the instant I dropped the leash. Murphy was off so fast, her paws barely touched the ground. Only 16 weeks old, the Black Labrador was nowhere near her adult size, but her hips and chest were thick with corded muscle, and every ounce of her body, every fiber, it seemed, was engaged in the run. She blasted across the training area near Bakersfield, her legs a blur, kicking up rooster tails of red California dirt. A few yards in front of her, and growing ever closer, was an odd conglomerate of large blue plastic tubes, lined up in a row like someone had laid down a giant pan flute on its side. The tubes were as wide as oil drums and stretched over 10 feet long. Somewhere in those tubes was a person in need of rescue. It was 1993, and I'd been training to become a canine search and rescue SAR handler for a few years. I'd done my part. Now the determination of who would be my partner was up to Murphy. She suddenly cut rice so fast, her tongue maintained its former trajectory and flapped out to the side like a pink flag. As she flew past the first couple sealed tubes, I felt my stomach nod in doubt.